It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to another edition of Fresh Oil. My name is Keith Manley, and it's so good to have you joining me for the program today. I want to read today from the book of 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and look at verse 16. This is what the Apostle Paul says. He says, "So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer." Now look at the therefore part in verse 17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." You see, when we come to Jesus Christ and become a born-again Christian, we get a new perspective. Not just a new perspective on life, but a new perspective on people, a new perspective on God. See, Paul says, so from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. See, we get a new view because of the new life he's given us, a new life in Jesus Christ. And so the way we view people is different now than it was before Christ changed our life. You see, friend, how we regard people is going to impact how we react to people. Sometimes Christians can have a bad reputation because we don't treat people like Jesus would treat them. Even when we disagree with people, we can still treat them with kindness, love, and most of all, with God's grace. See, we've been sent on a mission of reconciliation. The Bible teaches us we are Christ ambassadors here in this world. Jesus said in John 20, in verse 21, he said, "As the Father has sent me, so send I you." We've been sent by Jesus to represent him to this lost and dying world. In Corinthians, Paul goes on in verse 18 and he says, "All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." That is so cool. God didn't wait for you to come to him. He sent his son to this world to reconcile us to himself. And then the Bible says he gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. Our job here on this planet is to reconcile this world to God, to let them know that God loved them so much that he sent his one and only son to die on a cross so that they could have eternal life. He went on and said that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. See, that's the good news of the gospel. Even though we still sin, we still blow it, we live in a sinful world, God doesn't count men's sins against them. When you accept his forgiveness and his freedom from the cross by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. And then Paul makes that statement in verse 20 that I said earlier. We are therefore, when you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for. We are therefore, that means this is the heavy part, Christ's ambassadors. You know, in Washington, D.C., countries from all over the world send their ambassadors to represent their country to our nation. And that's what God has done with us. We are representing the Father to this world. They're foreigners, they're strangers, alienated from God because of their sin. And God says, you be my representative to them in this world. Friend, in those couple of verses there, Paul uses the word reconciled four times. You know, I love definitions. I think sometimes if we really want to understand the concept, we need to look at the definition of the word. What did God mean when he said he's going to reconcile us to himself through Christ and that he wants to reconcile the world to himself and he's committed to us this reconciliation? The word reconcile means to reestablish a close relationship. Have you ever been had a broken relationship with a close friend and you just don't talk anymore? You don't spend time with them anymore. And when you get reconciled, it reestablishes that close relationship. It means to settle or resolve the conflict. You see, God resolves the conflict through through Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. See, the world is at odds with God. We're estranged from God because of sin. And now God makes us Christ ambassadors, and he sends us on this mission of reconciliation to share with this world. God made you for a purpose, and you're his child. Satan stole that from you, but God sent his son to buy you back. See, I love the pattern here. You've been reconciled. Now you go. You've got this ministry of reconciliation. You reconcile those who you know and those who you come in contact with. Reconcile them back to God. I believe that's so important, friend. We have a mission. The Great Commission, where Jesus told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, it begins at home. It begins in our community. It begins with those around us. We have a mission. There's a great need today for the church to be Christ, to be Jesus with skin on, so that the world can see real religion. We have to be careful not just to be on a mission of recruitment, but to be on a mission of reconciliation. It's not just about growing our church numbers. It's about reconciling the lost to the King, King Jesus. Our mission, it's spelled out in verse 19. He says this, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. I believe you don't have to tell lost people that they're lost. I think something inside them knows they're lost. Something inside them knows that life is just not worthwhile, that they feel wrong for the things they've done in their life. And when you come and tell them that God provided a way to escape all that, to get through it by grace, that God will give you his forgiveness at Christ's expense. Jesus, what was his mission when he was on this earth? First of all, he served. In Luke chapter 4, he said in verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." I love that Jesus knew what he was called to do and what he was placed here for. That was his mission statement. You see, friend, if we're going to be a part of Team Jesus, we have to also love those who are hurting in this world. He sent us to be his representatives. In Luke 19, in verse 10, he put it this way, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." I think sometimes we get a false idea of what it means to be a Christian. We look for the blessings of God, all the things he's going to give us, but we never stop and realize we're here on a mission. This lost world needs to hear about Jesus Christ. Friend, if you're tuning in today and you don't know him as your personal Savior, maybe you've heard about religion, but you never understood that God wants to have a relationship with you, a personal relationship, not just a religion. See, the lost world needs to hear the message of Christ. That's the gospel, that God so loved the world that he sent his son to pay for all the sins mankind would ever commit. And the way to God is through Jesus Christ. We're in a world today that wants to preach the message that all roads lead to God, but that's heresy, friend. That's not true. It's not that all roads lead to God. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He's the only road that leads to God. You say, "Well, Pastor Keith, that's offensive." But friend, it's not offensive. It is teaching people truth that will help them have a good eternal destiny and not be lost and spend eternity in hell. What we need to do is to tell the good news of Jesus Christ. Mark 12, 30 and 31 says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your strength." And then Jesus went on to say, "And love your neighbor as yourself." That's so important. We must love our neighbor and those people in this world that have yet come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You know, friend, the Great Commission in Matthew 28, then Jesus came to them and said, verse 18, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. You see, somehow we've developed this doctrine or mentality that our pastors, that the pastors of our church are paid professionals. They're the ones who got to win the world for Christ. But that's not the case, friend. You and I are called, each of us, to make disciples, to reach those around us and share with them, God loves you and He's got a plan for your life. Lead them into a relationship with Jesus Christ. When Jesus said, go to all the nations, they didn't even have modern nations with maps and lines like we have today and customs and guards. And they were empires. There was the Roman Empire, and they were just all these people. And the nations, the word there, ethna, is where we get our word ethnicity. Jesus was telling us we need to reach all ethnicities, to all the people groups. And when he said, go into all the nations, I believe it begins at home. It begins where you live. It begins with the people you work with and the people in your community. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, it said, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. You represent Jesus Christ and His kingdom when you are a born-again Christian. When you are a Christ ambassador, you know what an ambassador is? It's a high-ranking diplomat that represents a country, a king, or a sovereign that is not his or her own. As an ambassador, you know what an ambassador is? Representing Jesus. You and I have been born again, and we're representing Jesus Christ and His kingdom until He returns and establishes His kingdom here on earth. We are chosen by God to represent Him. That excites me. We need to be actively involved with the mission He gave us. God is our King. You know, in Matthew 6:33, you know what Jesus said? This is one of the most important verses in all the Bible. You should underline this. It says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Now, what do ambassadors do? Well, one thing they do is they create an embassy. It's a sovereign territory that belongs to the kingdom. See, friend, that's what our churches are designed to be. They're embassies of heaven's kingdom. And when people come inside, they find solace and they find rest from the enemy outside. The word ambassador is only used twice. It's used once here, and then it's also used here in Corinthians, and then it's also used in Ephesians 6:19. This is what it says. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. And then Paul says, pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. See, Paul's telling the Ephesians, I am an ambassador. And I'm an ambassador in chains. They have me in prison right now. It's not a glorious job that most of us would expect, driving around those lovely Mercedes with the flags on them, where they don't have to obey the speed limit. That's not the kind of ambassador that we're called to be. Paul said, I'm an ambassador in chains. And 2 Corinthians 5:21 says this, God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. That's the doctrine of imputation, friend, that Jesus became our sin so that His righteousness could be imputed to us. Jesus knew no sin, and yet He took all the sin I would ever commit, placed it on His shoulders, and He carried it to the cross where He died for my sin. Imagine, friend, God treated Jesus just like He had done all those wrongs, and Jesus died on the cross so that I could be free. And now He treats me like He would treat His only Son, because He gave me righteousness through Jesus Christ and what He did for me on the cross. Hey, it's been a great day today on Fresh Oil. Thank you for joining me for the program today. I'd love to hear from you. Go by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a note this week. Walk in grace. He loves you.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.